WHDD presents Susan Says.
Every time deranged Donnie, hashtag 45-ish, never my president, does or says something beyond the beyond, I say, well, this is it. This will do him in, and it doesn't. Ever. Now, finally, last week, I thought, we have reached it. The final straw. The disdain for our military. If this doesn't do it, nothing will. Yeah, he can shoot someone on Fifth. I only wish he, well, Hitler, bunker, you get the idea. This report in The Atlantic by Jeffrey Goldberg, whom I happen to know, is solid, reinforced by lots of other press, including faux news. Yeah, Jennifer Griffin had the whatever the female equivalent for balls is to tell it. It made deranged Donnie nervous, you can tell by his insane constant tweets. Now he's attacking generals and the Pentagon for being warmongers. While he, draft dodger Captain Bonespurs, wants to bring the kids home, yeah. But this military diss, this disgusting comment about not wanting to see the wounded, why do our brave heroes go back for the dead? I just can't. Please. Please be the final nail in the coffin, the final straw. Where are the repugs who served, who have kids who did? Where are the repugs in Congress? I don't hear you. Hello? I think General Kelly and Mattis keeping silent is their answer. Yes, he said it. And then, another final straw. Michael Cohen's book is out. I read it. It's full of stupid mea culpas. How could I have been so dumb? I was in a cult. I don't get it. Well, greed and power. Why else would you follow someone like this who's an idiot, except for the uncanny, evil ability to stoke fear? He likens it to a mafia gang. Yeah, he wanted to be a made man. Well, okay, but it's damning stuff. The final straw? His own daughter, obviously smarter than he, wanted him to quit since she was 15. There were a few juicy tidbits, like what hashtag 45-ish really thinks about the evangelicals, that they are nuts. When they laid hands on him, he laughed. And how Falwell needed his help against the scandal that we know now about the pool boy. The interview with Rachel Maddow on Cohen was a huge disappointment. I'm shocked. She's usually so good. It was no news. She didn't follow up on the most important question. What is the state of mind? She used the word sentient. Maybe Cohen doesn't know what that means. He's not a Mensa member, you know. Anyway, he said he wants power, but that was not the question. And Cohen is still tight with those Falwells, so pigs of a feather oink together, etc. Anyway, I don't care, as Melania says. But wait, hold on. The real, final, final straw now. Yesterday, Woodward's book came out, and it says even more, that deranged Donnie knew about the virus more than he told us. He didn't want to panic? Yeah, right. He didn't want to tell the truth. That caused hundreds of thousands of deaths, people. He killed us to keep the economy going, which he then had to stop anyway. Now he's doubling down, saying it was the right thing to do. Oh, by the way, I fault Bob Woodward for holding on to this information for months. He's complicit, too, to sell a lousy book. I'm not going to buy it. So this is the final, final straw, isn't it? Well, the Access Hollywood tape could have been, should have been. So who the hell knows?
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.